This is The Gift of the Holy Spirit by St. John Vianney. Man by himself is nothing, but with the Holy Spirit, he is very great. Why were the saints so detached from the earth? Because they let themselves be led by the Holy Spirit. Those who are led by the Holy Spirit have true ideas. The Holy Spirit is light and strength. He teaches us to distinguish between truth and falsehood, between good and evil. With the Holy Spirit, we see everything in His true proportions. We see the greatness of the least actions done for God and the greatness of the least faults. As a watchmaker with his glasses distinguishes the most minute wheels of a watch, so we, with the light of the Holy Spirit, distinguish all the details of our poor life. Then the smallest imperfections appear very great. The least sins inspire us with horror. Those who have the Holy Spirit cannot endure themselves. So well do they know their poor misery. The eyes of the Christian see deep into eternity. To the man who gives himself up to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, there seems to be no world. To the world, there seems to be no God. We must therefore find out by whom we are led. If it is not by the Holy Spirit, we labor in vain. There is no substance, no savor in anything we do. If it is by the Holy Spirit, we taste a delicious sweetness. It is enough to make us die of pleasure. Those who are led by the Holy Spirit experience all sorts of happiness in themselves. A soul in which the Holy Spirit dwells is very near in the presence of God. His heart gives forth a breath of love. When we have the Holy Spirit, the heart expands, bathes itself in divine love. When good thoughts come into our minds, it is the Holy Spirit who is visiting us. The good God, in sending us the Holy Spirit, has treated us like a great king who should send his ministers to guide one of his subjects, saying, "You will accompany this man everywhere, and you will bring him back to me safe and sound." The Holy Spirit is like a gardener cultivating our souls. He brings out good desires in a pure soul, as the dove hatches her young ones. We should say every morning, "O God, send me your Spirit to teach me what I am and what you are."